Now joined by head coach Bill Gooden of the Princeton Lady Tigers. It's a busy time of year right now. Everybody is jockeying for position in conference races, and there's also in the back of your mind, you want to get as good of a seed as possible for districts. Princeton's going to be one of the bigger schools in Class 1 districts here coming up in a few weeks. Princeton's going to be in a Class 1 district. A lot of HDC schools. Mercer's going to be there. Tri-County's going to be there. And as we look back at the Gilman City Tournament last week with Coach Gooden, you saw a lot of those schools. Tri-County's going to be in your district for one, right, Coach?
Yes, they are. Tri-County and then Pattonsburg, North Harrison, East Harrison, Winston, Mercer and us, and I may be forgetting somebody, I'm not sure, but that's who basically who's in our district.
Is that district going up to Eagleville?
I think it's going to be at the Ketchum Center, if I'm not mistaken. Part of it is going to be at the Ketchum. I think maybe we're playing like the first round at North Harrison and then finishing up at the Ketchum. But no, I'm not in the know on that yet, and we'll find out later on.
I've heard the same thing. I think Coach Slaughter said the same thing about first round at Eagleville and then the rest of the tournament at the Ketchum Center. For my purposes, it's a lot closer drive to the Ketchum Center than it is to Eagleville.
Yes, it is. And the Ketchum Center is a nice place to play. The kids like to go down there and play, and it's usually a pretty good venue. And so we're really looking forward to hopefully get to play at the Ketchum Center.
How much confidence did the girls get from winning the Gilman City tournament last week, Coach?
Well, I think quite a bit. We won the tournament. We weren't real pleased with some of our performances, but we still were able to come out with some wins on it. Our first round game, we won that pretty handily. And then Osborne, we played. Osborne was a pretty good ball club and only lost, I think, four or five games. And they were probably, they'd beaten everybody but Tri-County in that tournament. And I thought they played really well. And we had to play pretty good against them. I played a good second half against them to beat them, but we beat them, I think, by 15 or 18 points. And so it was a good tournament for us. We needed to get three games in and, kind of help with conditioning and just kind of get yourself ready for the onslaught that we've got here to finish out the year.
Yeah, and it is an onslaught, certainly. It started with Maysville on Tuesday, and you got an effective victory there, Coach, 56-41. As I've looked at your team, and obviously I was there for the Polo game, and I'll be there tonight for the Milan game, but it looks like that Jasmine Allen's really picked up her offense for you of late.
Two of our last three games, Jasmine's had double-doubles. She's against, I think, Osborne and maybe Tri-County. She had a double-double in both those ball games, and we had a really good game. Lauren Crone played really well the other night against Maysville, and so we're starting to get some balance a little bit and a little more confidence and just kind of like last year. It seems like we're starting to pick up the pace just a little bit more towards the end of the year, and which is what you want. We started off kind of sluggish there in the Albany tournament and coming out of the gate before Christmas, I think we're starting to peak a little bit. We're battling some flu issues right now, which we need to get that cleared up, but it'll have to just run its course and we'll do what we can do.
Lauren is somebody that I've discussed with some of my folks in the industry about how you can see that she's a talented young lady. You can also see, and then this comes with being a sophomore, not a ton of varsity experience, that some games she comes out and has 14, 15 points and is a really effective offensive player, and other games it just seems like she's kind of struggling to find her offense. So, and it's not the first time that you've seen a young person that's talented but kind of battles that consistency. What's the best way to kind of battle through that and get to that next level, Coach?
Well, her playing time has been a big factor. And, last year she broke her leg early in the season against Trenton. And then so she basically missed her entire freshman year. So, starting out this year, we were back to like being an eighth grader. But she's really bounced back out of it, and she's starting to come along now. Lauren's big attribute is on our press. She's quick. She's got long arms. She's got quick hands, and she creates a lot of chaos on the press whenever it's going. And going after loose balls, she's quick enough that she goes after it. She's not afraid to go after the balls and dive after them. And, that's what you need and what you like. And she just creates some chaos on defense. And offensively, she's scoring, I think, averaging 10 or 11 points a game for us. And, she's just been very vital, and she's coming along really nicely. And, I... look forward to, you know, I'm glad she's just a sophomore because, you know, down the road, I think she's going to wind up being a really good ball player for us.
I agree with you on that, certainly. Maysville on Tuesday, Coach, 56-41 win. What went well for the Lady Tigers on Tuesday night?
The third quarter, halftime, it was 21-21, and we had played about as ugly as we could possibly play, and we were lucky to be tied with them, and then we came out in the third quarter, and we scored 25 points in the third quarter. And that, again, that was due to our press. With Lauren, I think Lauren had 8 steals that night, and Lacey Lewis had 6 steals, and Kennedy Norton, I think, had 5. So our press got to really rolling in the third quarter and then continued on into the fourth quarter. So we just our intensity the second half, it seemed to – it really picked up, and we was able to come away with a pretty good win. You know, we were very disappointed in our performance early in the game in the first half, but the second half was very vital and showed what we can be if we put our minds to it.
This is how, you know, just one results when you get into conference play, when you have 7 conference games to decide what sort of seed you get for next Saturday over at King City. We were talking about this off the air, and you know, you're kind of locked into that 3 seed. But if it weren't for that Polo overtime loss on that Saturday night a couple of weeks ago, Coach, with Milan coming in tonight, you'd have a whole lot more to play for against the Lady Cats.
That's exactly right. You know, you're Trenton sitting there with 1 loss, and Milan doesn't have a loss. And, boy, we lost that Polo game. And, you know, if we could have not lost that Polo game and won tonight, we'd have been a 3-way tie for first place in our division. And, you know, right now I think Trenton's probably rooting for us to win tonight, because that would help their cause a little bit. But, yeah, we're looking at that 3 seed. That's where we were at last year, and I was really hoping at the start of the season we'd be in the top 2 on our side, but it just didn't work out for us. And, you know, we need to try to take care of business tonight. We've got a strong Milan team coming in, and, you know, they're poised to try to win the east side. And, you know, we have no idea who we're going to play on the west side, because you got 3 teams over there with 1 loss, and Worth County's got to play Albany tonight, so that's going to be a big factor, because you've got Stanbury, Worth County, and Albany all sitting there with 1 loss. So as far as who we would play in the crossover game be determined probably after tonight. You'll have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what coach I was talking about with that yesterday. I think it was Coach Coe down here in Trenton, and he was going over the girls and the boys options for the West, and I said, you just confused the heck out of me. We're just going to wait and let games just play out and see who's playing who by the time we get to next Saturday.
Yeah, if you try to figure it out beforehand, you may be totally surprised.
You got that right. I was talking with a lot of people last week who went down to the Milan game down at Moberly against Monroe City, and obviously Monroe City, they lost a little bit like Trenton did graduation. They played Trenton in the state playoffs last year in Class 3 and came up a little bit short against the Bulldogs, but you know, that's still a pretty good Monroe City team that Milan beat by 20. So as far as a team that's peaking at the right time, that Milan team is playing really well.
Well, I've seen Milan play a couple of games this year, and of course everybody on the planet knows about Katie Pauley and you know, her abilities and what she can do. She just scores, you know, pretty well at will, and we had pretty good luck against her last year, and I say that with a grain of salt, because I think we held her to 24 points last year and 21, and you know, and I saw her play earlier this year over at Putnam County. I think she had 46 points that night, and she can just do so much, and she makes everybody else around her so much better. And I'm really impressed with, and I forgive me on the names, but the 2 sisters that they have. You know, they can score also. They can score from the perimeter, and they can take the ball up the hole. And then the Richardson girl, she can get some baskets there off some rebounds. And then the other young lady, I can't remember her name right now. I can picture her and know her number. But, you know, when Milan's on a roll, they can play with anybody. And you know, that's something we've got to contend with tonight.
You've seen this before too, Coach. I was talking with Andrea Dabney about this, and he told she's coaching the boys down there, obviously, and she told her boys after the Milan girls won at Trenton, she said, go congratulate the girls, because that victory that Milan got at Trenton a couple weeks ago, that was a huge victory for that program.
Well, it was, and you know, and they pulled it out towards the end, because I think – and you were probably at the ball game, but you know, Milan had a pretty good lead, and Trenton cut into it. And I think, wasn't it like a 3 or 5 point game?
Yeah, 3-point lead, and then Milan, you know, Trenton missed a shot, and Milan kind of held on. So yeah, it was a big win for the Lady Cats.
Yeah, it was, to go to Trenton and come away with that type of win, and it was really good for their program.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you tonight. Good luck against Milan.
All right, thanks, Tom.